ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யூ பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. டுடே கன்சிடர் யுவர் ஆட்டிடியூட் டுவோர்ட்ஸ் காட். ஆர் யூ அப்ரோச்சிங் ஹிம் ஆஸ் எ கிரேட் கிங், ஆஸ் த லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஹோஸ்ட்ஸ்? ஆர் யூ கிவிங் ஹிம் யுவர் பெஸ்ட் ஆர் ஹோல்டிங் பேக், கீப்பிங் த பெஸ்ட் ஃபார் யுவர் செல்ஃப்? இன் ஹிஸ் மெசேஜ் டு ப்ராஃபிட் மேலகாய், காட் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ்ட் ஹிஸ் டிஸப்பாயின்ட்மெண்ட் வித் த வே ஹிஸ் பீப்புள் வேர் ஆக்டிங் டுவோர்ட்ஸ் ஹிம். They made blemished offerings, an indication that they didn't really respect him. They took him for granted, giving things of little or no value. The people of Israel demonstrated their real nature by the way they acted. They may have made vows, but their offerings were not worthy of a king. When God looked at his earth, he saw wickedness and the weakness of mankind without hope. God had many angels he might have sent to help. He did not even consider them. Instead, he gave the best he had, his son Jesus, to us. The scripture tells us why. Because God so loved the world. Malachi, in his prophecy, said two things: the love of God and the disgraceful worship of man side by side. What he said here to Israel becomes a challenge to us today to give our highest and best to him. God knew the truth, and when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Is it not just as evil today when we do not give God our best? Under the new covenant, we give God our lives in service to him as a living sacrifice. In doing this, we must give him our all. Anything we do for God must be our very best. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 22, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Or in other words, our total being must be in our worship. How do we show our love to God? We show our love to God when we keep his commandments without diluting or adding to them. Maybe the reason we are not receiving his best is because we are willing to settle for less. In worship, witness and word, we must give God our very best, to say the least. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 23, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men." Remember, my friends, a relationship that costs nothing is worth nothing, for it brings no lasting satisfaction. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, this day we commit to you all that we have and all that we are. May we be the people of God who live by the power of God for the glory of God. Help us, Master, to bring our best fruits to you in love and with gratitude. In your matchless name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.